Shalom, everybody. Much of Parshas Chaye Sara discusses the mission of Avraham's servant to find a wife for Yitzchak. And the Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis and elsewhere identifies this servant as Eliezer. And the Torah tells us in great detail what Avram told Eliezer, where Eliezer went, what he said, etc., etc. One of the details that the Torah tells us is about the gifts that Eliezer gave to Rivka. The Torah says in Perek Chavdalid Pasuk Chav Beis that when the camels finished drinking the water that Rivka had drawn for them, Eliezer took a gold ring, and he also took Shnei Tzmidim Al Yadeha. He took two bracelets for her hands, Asara Zahav Mishkalam. They weighed 10 shkalim. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash in Breishis Rabba Parsha Samach Piska Vav, which says that these gifts had very significant meanings. The bracelets weighed 10 shkalim, and that was an allusion to the Aseres Adibros that Moshe would eventually bring down from Har Sinai. And the bracelets as well, they were an allusion to the Luchos. The word for bracelets is Tzmidim, which means connected or linked, because a bracelet is often linked together or it's connected closely to your hand. That's Tzmidim. And the Luchos as well, says the Medrash, which Rashi quotes, were Mitzumados. The Luchos were connected to each other. There were two Luchos and they were connected to each other. So the linked bracelets that Eliezer gave Rivka were a hint, they were an allusion to the two connected Luchos. What does this Medrash mean? And what does this Rashi mean? I can understand the 10 shkalim reminding Rivka of the Aseres Hadibros. But what's the significance of the connected Luchos? Not just Luchos, but the connected Luchos. This question is asked by Rav Mordechai Greenberg Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Kerem Biavne, and he offers a beautiful and fundamental explanation to this Rashi and to this Medrash in his Sefer Midarkei HaParsha on Parshas Chaye Sara. However, before we get to his explanation, I think we can perhaps ask a couple more questions, and I think Rav Greenberg's beautiful idea will answer these questions as well. First of all, and I asked this question in a previous FMT a couple of years ago, please text me privately and I can send that link to you. But the first question is, the Torah tells us that Eliezer gave these gifts to Rivka before he even knew her name. In Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Chav Beis, Eliezer gave Rivka these gifts, and only in the next Pasuk does he say, Bat Miat, who are you? Which family are you from, etc. Why does he give her these gifts before he even knows who she is? And secondly, our Pasuk does not explicitly say that Eliezer gave her these gifts. The Torah says, Vayikach Ha'ish Nezem Zahav. He took these gifts. Only later in Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Mem Zayin, when Eliezer recounted the story to Rivka's family, does Eliezer say, Va'asim Hanezem al Apa, etc.? I placed the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her hands. Why the change? Did Eliezer not give her the gifts before? Rav Greenberg says the following beautiful and fundamental idea. The Aseres Hadibros that Moshe brought from Har Sinai are divided into two groups. The first five of the Aseres Hadibros, etched into one of the Luchos, discuss mitzvos that are Bein Adam Lamakom. And the second five of the Aseres Hadibros, etched into the other one of the Luchos, discuss mitzvos Bein Adam Lamakom. I'm sorry, Lachaveiro. But the two Luchos are completely and entirely connected. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot have mitzvos ben adam lachaveiro without those mitzvos being connected to and driven by mitzvos ben adam lamakom. People like being nice. People like treating each other nicely and properly, and respectfully. That's fine. But we have seen tragically throughout Jewish history what, quote, nice people, what, quote, cultured people can do when their Ben Adam Lachaveiro is not guided by and linked to service of God and fear of God. And that, says Rav Greenberg, is what Eliezer was alluding to when he gave Rivka the connected bracelets. Later, when he would tell the story to Lavan and Besuel, Eliezer would just tell them that he placed the gifts on her nose and on her hand. They didn't care about the hints or the allusions, the Aseres Hadibros and the Luchos. But when it actually happened, Eliezer was showing Rivka what kind of chesed the family of Avraham engaged in. Before he even knew her name, and perhaps before he even gave the gifts to her, he took out the gifts and showed them to her, and he said, Rivka, you clearly excel in chesed. You are the paradigm of chesed. But the family that you are joining, the people that you are joining, view their chesed not just as a nice thing to do. Our chesed, our mitzvos ben adam lachavero, are tied to, are guided by our mitzvos ben adam lamakom. Our chesed is part of our avodas Hashem, and it is eternal, not guided by the whims of a particular generation or culture or society, which can change in a moment and end in, God forbid, absolute tragedy. Our chesed is real and true chesed, and real and true chesed is linked and connected to the service of God himself. Have an amazing day, everyone.